multiplier and accelerator effects. In this chapter we look at two ideas, the multiplier and the accelerator, both of which help to explain how we move from one stage of a cycle to another. The multiplier process. An initial change in aggregate demand can have a much greater final impact on equilibrium national income. This is known as the multiplier effect, and it comes about because injections of new demand for goods and services into the circular flow of income can stimulate further rounds of spending. In other words, one person's spending is another's income, and this can lead to a bigger eventual effect on output and employment. Consider a £300 million increase in capital investment, for example, created when an overseas company decides to build a new production plant in the UK. This may set off a chain reaction of increases in expenditures. Firms who produce the capital goods and construction businesses who win contracts to build the new factory will see an increase in their incomes and profits. If they and their employees in turn collectively spend about three-fifths of that additional income, then £180 million will be added to the incomes of others. At this point, total income has grown by £300 million plus 0.6x £300 million. The sum will continue to increase as the producers of the additional goods and services realize an increase in their incomes, of which they in turn spend 60% on even more goods and services. The increase in total income will then be £300 million plus 0.6x £300 million plus 0.6x £180 million. Each time, the additional rise in spending and income is a fraction of the previous addition to the circular flow. The multiplier and Keynesian economics. The concept of the multiplier process became important in the 1930s, when John Maynard Keynes suggested it as a tool to help governments to maintain high levels of employment. This demand management approach, designed to help overcome a shortage of capital investment, measured the amount of government spending needed to reach a level of national income that would prevent unemployment. The higher is the propensity to consume domestically produced goods and services, the greater is the multiplier effect. The government can influence the size of the multiplier through changes in direct taxes. For example, a cut in the rate of income tax will increase the amount of extra income that can be spent on further goods and services. Another factor affecting the size of the multiplier effect is the propensity to purchase imports. If, out of extra income, people spend their money on imports, this demand is not passed on in the form of fresh spending on domestically produced output. It leaks away from the circular flow of income and spending, reducing the size of the multiplier. The multiplier process also requires that there is sufficient spare capacity in the economy for extra output to be produced. If short-run aggregate supply is inelastic, the full multiplier effect is unlikely to occur, because increases in AD will lead to higher prices rather than a full increase in real national output. In contrast, when SRAS is perfectly elastic, a rise in aggregate demand causes a large increase in national output. In short, the multiplier effect will be larger when 1. The propensity to spend extra income on domestic goods and services is high. 2. The marginal rate of tax on extra income is low. 3. The propensity to spend extra income rather than save is high. Time lags in the multiplier effect. It is important to remember that the multiplier effect will take time to come into full effect. A good example is the fiscal stimulus introduced into the US economy by the Obama government. They have set aside many billions of dollars of extra spending on infrastructure spending. But these sorts of capital projects can take months, if not years, to be completed. Delays in sourcing raw materials, components and finding sufficient skilled labor can limit the initial impact of the spending projects. Calculating the value of the multiplier. The formal calculation for the value of the multiplier is multiplier equals 1 slash sum of the propensity to save plus tax plus import. Therefore, if there is an initial injection of demand of say £400 million and 1. The marginal propensity to save equals 0.2. 2. The marginal rate of tax on income equals 0.2. 3. The marginal propensity to import goods and services is 0.3. Then the value of national income multiplier equals 1 over 0.7 equals 1.43. An initial change of demand of £400 million might lead to a final rise in GDP of 1.43x £400 million equals £572 million. If 1. The marginal propensity to save equals 0.1. 2. The marginal rate of tax on income equals 0.2. 3. The marginal propensity to import goods and services is 0.2. The value of the multiplier equals 1 over 0.5 equals 2. The same initial change in aggregate demand will lead to a bigger final change in the equilibrium level of national income. Differences in the size of the multiplier effect. AD1, AD2 is an outward shift of AD when short-run aggregate supply is highly elastic. This leads to a large rise in national output and a large multiplier effect. AD3, AD4 shows a further outward shift in aggregate demand, but where aggregate supply is inelastic, the multiplier effect is smaller, because there is less spare capacity available to meet the increase in demand. The construction boom and multiplier effects. A study has found that the British construction sector alone has driven a fifth of UK GDP growth in the past year and 34% of net job creation in the past 2 years. The construction boom has been caused by the combination of large projects like Terminal 5, the Channel Tunnel Rail Link, Wembley Stadium and the Scottish Parliament, with a revival in house building, heavy expenditure by the public sector on new schools and hospitals, and a surge in home improvement expenditure. The study provides compelling evidence on the multiplier effects of major capital investment projects. One characteristic of construction activity is that it feeds through to many other related businesses. It has backward linkages into the likes of building materials, steel, architectural services, legal services and insurance, and most of these linkages tend to result in jobs close to home. This makes a boom in construction peculiarly powerful in fueling expansion in the economy. For a given lift in building orders, the multiplier effect may be well over 2. This means that every building job created will generate at least 2 others in related areas, and in downstream activities such as retailing, which benefits when building workers spend their wages. Other industries, particularly those where much of the output value comes in the form of imported components, might have a multiplier of less than 1.5 for new projects. Adapted from a report from the Center for Economics and Business Research. Mysteries of the multiplier. After the shock of the credit crunch and the looming threat of a depression, countries across the globe have responded with the biggest peacetime fiscal expansion ever. Governments have created a fiscal stimulus by cutting taxes and by boosting government spending. The G20 group of economies has used stimulus packages worth an average of 2% of GDP in 2009 and 1.6% of GDP in 2010. But the effect of these measures is unknown until the value of the multiplier is calculated. This measure captures how effectively tax cuts or increases in government spending stimulate output. A multiplier of 1 means that a £1 billion increase in government spending will increase a country's GDP by £1 billion, although it could be more or less than this. The size of the multiplier is bound to vary according to economic conditions. For an economy operating at full capacity, the fiscal multiplier should be zero. Since there are no spare resources, any increase in government demand would just replace spending elsewhere. But in a recession, when workers and factories lie idle, a fiscal boost can increase overall demand. And if the initial stimulus triggers a cascade of expenditure among consumers and businesses, the multiplier can be well above one. The multiplier is most powerful when a low proportion of income leaks from the economy through saving, taxation or spending on imports. So it is likely to vary according to the type of fiscal action. Government spending on building a bridge may have a bigger multiplier than a tax cut, if consumers save a portion of their tax windfall. A tax cut targeted at poorer people may have a bigger impact on spending than one for the rich, since poorer folk tend to spend a higher share of their income. The multiplier is weaker in open economies, where a higher proportion of spending goes on imports. Interest rates in many rich countries are now close to zero, which may increase the impact of, as well as the need for, the fiscal stimulus. Because of the financial crisis, relatively more firms and households face borrowing problems, which would increase the effectiveness of a tax cut. At the same time, highly indebted consumers may now be keen to cut their borrowing, leading to a lower multiplier. Crucially, the overall size of the fiscal multiplier also depends on how people react to higher government borrowing. If the government's actions bolster confidence and revive animal spirits, the multiplier could rise as demand goes up and private investment is crowded in. But if interest rates climb in response to government borrowing, then some private investment that would otherwise have occurred could get crowded out. And if consumers expect higher future taxes in order to finance new government borrowing, they could spend less today. All that would reduce the fiscal multiplier, potentially to below zero. There are therefore considerable doubts about the effect of the stimulus. Source: EconoMaximum, Tom White, Winter 2009-10. The Accelerator Effect. The accelerator effect describes how the level of spending on capital investment will be influenced by how quickly demand is growing in the economy. Consider a business or an industry where demand is rising at a strong pace. 1. Firms will respond to growing demand by expanding production and making fuller use of their existing productive capacity. They may also choose to meet higher demand by running down their stocks of finished products. 2. At some point, and if they feel that the higher level of demand will be sustained, they may choose to increase spending on capital goods such as plant and machinery, factories and new technology, in order to increase their capacity. If this investment goes beyond what is needed simply to replace worn-out, fully depreciated machinery, then the capital stock of the business will become larger. 3. In this sense, the demand for capital goods is being driven by the demand for the products that the firm is supplying to the market. This gives rise to the accelerator effect. The principle states that a given change in demand for consumer goods will cause a greater percentage change in demand for capital goods. A good recent example might be the surge in capital investment in wind turbines due to the super high level of oil and gas prices and a rising market demand for renewable energy. In this case, strong demand created a positive accelerator effect. But this can also go into reverse, for instance during an economic slowdown or recession. World oil prices have collapsed and many wind farm projects have been scaled back or postponed. Similarly, the sharp fall in UK motor car production is also leading to a reverse accelerator effect, with planned investment spending subject to severe cutbacks and many jobs lost. The accelerator model works on the basis of a fixed capital to output ratio. For example, if demand in a given year rises by £4 million and each extra £1 of output requires an average of £3 of capital inputs to produce this output, then the net level of investment required will be £12 million. One criticism of this simple accelerator model is that the capital stock of a business can rarely be adjusted immediately to its desired level, because of backquote adjustment costs and backquote time lags. The adjustment costs include the cost of lost business due to installation of new equipment or the financial cost of retraining workers. Firms will usually make progress towards achieving an optimum capital stock, rather than moving smoothly from one optimal size of plant and machinery to another. A further criticism of the basic accelerator model is that it ignores the spare capacity that a business might have at their disposal, and also their ability to outsource production to other businesses to meet a short-term rise in demand. The accelerator principle is used to help explain business cycles. The accelerator theory suggests that the level of net investment will be determined by the rate of change of national income. If national income is growing at an increasing rate, then net investment will also grow, but when the rate of growth slows, net investment will fall. There will then be an interaction between the multiplier and the accelerator that may cause larger fluctuations in the trade cycle. The accelerator effect will tend to be high when 1. The rate change of consumer income and spending is strongly positive. 2. The amount of spare productive capacity for businesses is low. 3. The available supply of investment funds is high. General price level. Y1, Y2, Y3, I1, I2. Real national income demand for capital investment, i.